looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMN, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome to Man Talk Radio. We are back again, and it's good, Roy, to see your smiling face.
It's always good to see you as well, Will. And you can see my smiling face. No, it's good to be back with you, Will. It's always a pleasure.
Well, God is good, as he always is. I just love him and love what he's doing with the ministry. Love what he's doing for all of the men who are listening and how they're helping their families, you know, get through this thing.
Yeah, it's a very difficult year. It has been a very difficult year. And I know in talking with a lot of people today and over the last several days, they're excited about upcoming holidays, you know, and just even though it's still going to be a little bit restrained for most families, but still just to have a little bit of downtime because most people try to pull off an extra few days from the weekend to weekend between Christmas and New Year's. And I'm one of those folks. I'm excited about no Zoom meetings, conference calls. I'm pretty excited about that for a few days.
Praise God. Well, today, Roy, we want to talk about the thinking, how people think. You know, it's really a challenge, I think, for the born-again believer to separate how they think from the world versus Christ. It's a gap there. You know, it's because we function, you know, in such a way as that we want to just get out what we want to say, not really considering how these words are going to affect the person that we are speaking them to, or people who hear them that's around us, or how they will affect us as an individual.
Yeah, the person speaking them can easily be negatively impacted by those words, right, as well. We talked in the past, Will, about this cognitive dissonance, where the mind starts to think like the behavior matches the behavior rather than the behavior matches the mind, right? And I think that's what you're referring to, this very thing. If people can't differentiate you in terms of your social media platform, your actions, your words, if there's no fruit Monday through Saturday like we often talk about, you should question yourself and we were talking about this right before the show started, what does your Facebook page look like? And I'm not a Facebook person, but I know enough about it, and I watch people in restaurants flipping through hundreds of Facebook posts instead of talking to their spouse or their children. But what does your Facebook look like? Does it reflect the Word of God? Does it reflect you as a follower of Christ? Does it reflect you as a born-again Christian? And if the answer is no or I don't know, then there's a problem. You need to be challenging yourself to get it cleaned up and let people see the inside you instead of the worldly you.
And that's unless they don't want the people to see
Well, that's a whole nother issue, right?
Exactly. but I'm just saying, you know, that you have to factor that in there.
And that may very well be the problem, Will. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it. Based on what we're seeing in social media today and what we're seeing across the country and in the world, I would tend to agree with you that that's more of the issue, is that people really don't want anyone to know about that other side of their life. And you know what Jesus said about that?
What does he say?
Let's look that one up specifically by word. But you know, if you deny me before man, then I'll deny you before the Father. Mm-hmm. Right. So, or you will not be known before the Father. I'm paraphrasing, but the point being this: that if you're not willing to stand up for who you are and the follower of Christ that you are, then you need to really reevaluate. Right.
Absolutely.
You really do need to reevaluate.
Absolutely. And see, when we talk about mainstream thinking. Mainstream thinking, we have to put a definition around it because, or else people will get confused. Now, mainstream thinking could be something as simple as when we talk about life, okay? You get born, you go to school, you graduate, you go to college, you get married. You get a house, you have 2.3 children. I'm still trying to figure out that 0.3.
I was getting ready to say the exact same thing. I'm not quite sure how 0.3 child works out, but
so you have that 2.3 children, and then you know, you get the house, get the automobile, and then you just continue on with the rest of your life. So that could be mainstream, but what we're talking about is mainstream thinking with respect to things that the society has embraced that are totally against what the Word of God teaches.
And Will, when we talk about mainstream thinking, and to your very point, I think what people have adapted is the ability to rationalize mm-hmm. that thought process, right? To rationalize that mainstream approach to life. Is that, hey, everybody else is doing it. It's okay. You know, they've got their salvation secured in their mind, but they fail to realize that they're supposed to live that out in everyday life, right?
And living it out is the key.
It is the key.
You know, so when we talk about mainstream thinking or just mainstreaming, you're talking about reflecting or being compatible with the prevailing attitudes or values of a society or a group.
So let's talk about that. What are the prevailing attitudes and values just within the U.S.? We've been through statistics over several shows back that showed what Christians, quote-unquote, today believe or don't believe. No, what was it, 60%, 65% didn't believe there were absolutes?
Exactly.
And I'm just trying to go off memory what the number was. Mm-hmm. Which, if there's not an absolute, then how can there be a right or wrong? If there is no absolute, how can there be a right or wrong?
Exactly. So the rationalization of the absolute. See, when you remove the absolute from the equation, mm-hmm. now you have your own interpretation.
Exactly, and that's what we're in the middle of today. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, 25 years ago, drugs were illegal. You know, things that are going on in society was not right. Now we're 25 years forward. Drugs are now legal, getting more and more legalized, right? Marijuana and those types of things. So people can say, well, that's a debatable issue. Well, it's not debatable if it alters the mind and leads into other things, or if it's just the fact that we've weakened down as a society. And then the other thought processes that go on along with that, Will.
Exactly, Roy. So because society's views often conflict with the scripture.
Most often.
Yes, and that in and of itself, I believe, will tell the tale on why we should not be born-again believers, should not be engaging ourselves or embracing things that directly go against the Word of God. So I have some scriptures here, Proverbs 16:2, all the ways of a man are clean or pure in his own eyes, mm-hmm. but God weighs the spirits.
Right.
So whatever a man does, he thinks it's okay. And it comes down again to that rationalization. See, he's rationalizing his point that what I'm doing is okay. And of course, they love to say this, as long as it's not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
But it is.
It is hurting. Yeah, and it's hurting you as the individual doing
as
it.
As the individual
it's hurting
doing
your testimony. And mm-hmm. Sometimes we talked about the Oswald Chambers quote quite often, a river knows not where its source touches. So you may not even know the damage it's doing to others that are watching you, right? And that are observing you. If you're doing something that you think is okay and you rationalize in your mind, you may have no clue what the damage is beyond what you can see.
And see, and that is a dangerous thing because our next verse, Proverbs 21:2 says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but God weighs the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the heart of man that's weighed and his motive behind why he is doing what he's doing. So God is looking, he is weighing that motive. You are motivated to do whatever it is you do for whatever reason that you choose to justify it, or if you allow the Spirit of God to lead you in doing it so that it would benefit the kingdom of God.
Right.
Now,
so let's rewind for a second, Will. A few moments ago, you were talking about if it goes against the word of God,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of mainstream thinking does do that.
It right? does.
We know that. I would go back to challenge the folks that are listening and just mm-hmm. invite them to get more into the word, especially since, you know, we're talking about man talk. Men, that's their biggest deficit, right, is reading the Bible. We know that. We've heard it time and time again. As a whole population of followers of Christ, men struggle with quiet time and struggle with getting in the word regularly. That's where you've got to get grounded.
And if you don't have the word in you, because everything that you do should be governed by your actions, should be governed by the word of God leading you.
It should be.
You know, and if it's not, then you need to take a self-inventory of your life and a self-inventory of the way that you're thinking so that your actions can line up with the person who you say you are. Mm-hmm. And if you say you are a born-again believer, if you say you're a representative of Jesus Christ and you want to advance the kingdom and you want to promote Jesus Christ, then your life needs to reflect that.
And you should be set apart. You really should be set apart. And that's what it comes down to. Are you willing to be set apart from society or from the mainstream thinking or from the world, because we're supposed to be in the world but not of the world, mm-hmm. right? So are you willing to be set aside? That's the question, Will.
And see, that setting aside, of course, when we say that, that's the sanctification part. Mm-hmm. You know, so you are sanctified, and, you know, people say, well, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, if you are sanctified, truly sanctified, and God has indeed set you apart to do his will and to advance the kingdom of God, then why do we have so many issues when it comes to the born again believer and how their thinking is aligning out more with the world rather than with the word of God?
Well, I think it's multiple reasons, right? They back to rationalization. This is what I want to do, so therefore I'm going to do it, therefore I'll rationalize it. Second thing is they're worried about how it's going to impact their relationships with the people that aren't believers, right? And they don't want to be viewed as the oddball, as the odd person out, right?
Yes.
And so if we're going to be set aside, it's okay to be the oddball. In fact, we need you to be the oddball. Would you not agree?
Well,
it's especially in today's time.
And we are peculiar people, the word of God says.
Amen.
Anyway.
Amen.
So if I'm peculiar to the world, then I should be viewed as odd and looked at odd. And that shouldn't bother you as a born-again believer.
It should not. And you should be proud of being a born-again believer. Well, folks, we're about to come to a break here. We appreciate you joining Man Talk Radio Podcast. We'll be right back.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. I'm Roy Jones.
And I'm Will Hardy.
And Will, before we went on break, we were talking about, you know, why people seem to do the things they do, or in this mode of thinking along the mainstream lines, right? Why are people in this channel, if you will? Why are they in this particular stream of thought process and actions? And, you know, if you're listening to the program, all we're trying to do is challenge you to set yourself apart, to look at inwardly, and also look at outwardly of how you're being portrayed, or you're portraying yourself to others. And do you truly represent a follower of Christ? And if you can't say yes, then that says, okay, it's time for pause. Let me reflect, and what do I need to change so that I am more clearly seen and defined as a follower of Christ?
And don't let yourself be swept up with the Facebook post and what people are saying, and all of the jokes and the pictures that are unseemly. Don't let yourself be swept up with those things and engage in them, because once you start looking at things like that and allowing your mind to be entertained by these things, then you will be pulled in by the very nature of what these things do and how they change your thinking. And so that's what we're talking about. Mainstream thinking is, you know, I'm going to give her a piece of my mind, or give him a piece of my mind, or give that person a piece of my mind. And so when you start acting and reflecting with these type of characteristics, what does that say about your character?
Well, it doesn't speak very well of your character, right? At least if a person were being measured up against biblical standards, in today's standards, mainstream thinking, they say, well, hey, that's good for that person. They're strong-willed. They're not going to get pushed around. Rather than looking at, okay, what's the impact of what they just did or what they just said? So it goes back. The other piece we need to talk about along these lines is, before you do these types of things, or before you respond or anything, you should always ask yourself, is this a wise decision? And what is going to be the collateral risk or damage to me saying this, or me looking at this, or me doing this? And if you'll ask yourself those questions, then you should come to a conclusion. If you're truly following the heart of Christ and you're chasing after God, you should come to the conclusion that it's either a good thing or it's a bad thing. If it's a bad thing, then you need to steer away from it. If it's a good thing and it glorifies God and it glorifies your walk in Christ, then you should move ahead with it.
And see, and don't use excuses that, well, you know, I'm just not strong enough. Because what happens is the enemy plays upon that type of thought process. He uses it against you to say, okay, you can fall back on that each and every time you get into a situation to where you're not trusting in God. You're looking more at the situation rather than looking at God and saying that I want to get out of this valley and start climbing once again to the mountaintop and proclaim the gospel and the cause of Christ.
And Will, let's talk about, if God could sacrifice himself, come down as man and die as the Son of Man to show his love for us, then the least we can do is try to dial in our behavior and our words and truly reflect the word of God and the love for Christ. Would you not agree?
Absolutely, because we can't allow ourselves to get into a pattern. See, and what happens is, once you enter into this route of mainstream thinking and the world starts pulling you in that direction, and you don't necessarily see any immediate repercussions as you start to steer in this direction, then you become more comfortable. Because listen to what the Word of God says in 3 verses 1-6. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves.
This is strong.
Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Yeah, we see that. Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, haters, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. So see, I mean, that says it all, that if you're allowing yourself to be engaged in any of these things, in this, my brothers and sisters, if you're listening, this is not a complete list. So just don't say, well, I'm not guilty of any of those things on the list.
Or at least 9 out of 10 don't apply to me.
Exactly. Exactly. So don't, it is not a complete list, but it is a list, I think, that covers the things that God wanted Timothy to know. This is why he gave them to Apostle Paul through this letter to Timothy.
Well, and you know, well, it says back to the start of the scripture, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. So last days, folks, we know the last days started the day after Jesus rose. So we knew the clock started then, right? So it started, and we're now 2,000 plus years down the road since his resurrection. So we are in the last days. We're closer today than they were 2,000 years ago. We don't know when that time's coming, but think about this. Let's go back through this, Will. Lovers of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this whole Facebook thing about? It's about yourself. It's about promoting yourself. It's about idolizing yourself. It's about all those things. Now, I'm not saying every last Facebook page is about that. I'm saying, generally speaking, the essence is what's going on in my life. I want everybody to see it. I want to see everybody to know who I am, how good I look or don't look, or what my opinion about stuff is. So basically, it's all about you.
Exactly.
As a Facebook participant.
And you see, Roy, you see individuals on here. You know, they might be promoting their business, and then all of a sudden you will see a post that they make, such and such start hating on me because I got a hair salon or barbershop or something like this,
right.
and took me to this point. And I'm saying, so what does that do to you from the fact that you have been successful in this way? What is it doing to you?
Well, and then that's one piece of it. Now, then the next is lovers of money. So if it's people are hating on me because I'm successful, so now it's lovers of money. Well, if you're, what was Jesus' essence? It was about loving others and serving others. You know, it was never about him, albeit, you know, there were times it became about him for whatever it was, but it was never about him.
Never
about him. And, you know, those against him tried to make it about him. And, you know, even the disciples, you know, in some of their behaviors, you know, we saw how that was. So, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's stop right there for a moment. Despisers of good. What does that look like? And, you know, I guess the thing that kind of resonated with Will as we're going through this is, what does it look like today in practical terms of some of these things we're talking about? Well, these are the very things that it looks like. You know, there is, good has gone away, and when you try to stand up for good, what happens? People despise you, people attack you, people say that's not right. Everybody should be willing or able to do what they want to do if it makes them feel good.
And of course, that goes back to what we just read in Proverbs 16:2 and 21:2.
Yep.
All the ways of a man are clean or pure in his own eyes.
Yep.
So he don't see anything wrong with what he's doing. This is why he's doing it. And of course, he's using justification behind
Where do the eyes lead to? The eyes lead to the brain, right? So the brain has to process it. So therefore, the brain is rationalizing these ill-gotten behaviors or mainstream
it's okay
ways of thinking, right?
It's okay. I'm not hurting anybody. Again, this is what they say.
Yeah. So let's reflect back here, folks. What we're trying to do is get you thinking, if you're listening, to get you to thinking. and reflect on your own life and what you're portraying out in public and in private, too, to your family. Are they seeing the person of God that you claim to be? And if you're not a person of God and you're just having to tune into the show today, don't let that deter you from becoming a follower of Christ, because that's the very thing. We're all forgiven. We all have the opportunity to repent and follow Christ. So don't let that be a deterrent. If you've tuned in, you're hearing about what people are doing, shouldn't be doing, but and we're just challenging. This is what this is all about. It's about man talks, about iron sharpens iron, right?
Exactly.
And so one man sharpens another. So that's what's important, right? So
don't allow yourself to say that I've never thought in a mainstream way, because when you say that, it gives a notion that you've never in your life took the side of something or some issue that went against God's word.
Yeah.
See, so we may have done this thing purposely or just unconsciously.
Mm.
But we have done it. All of us have took this line of thinking, and we have to ensure that our thought process line up with the word of God. But that one that you mentioned, despisers of good, we're seeing that, I think, in the things that are happening around mm-hmm. the country right now, Roy.
Well, that's a mainstream thought process, right? I mean, everything's being twisted,
mm-hmm.
you know, and followers of Christ are really being attacked, right? Because they're being seen as extremists, because they're saying certain things shouldn't be allowed to happen.
And they're redefining a lot of terms.
Yes.
That the word of God specifically says it's this. And so they've taken what the word of God says, and now they've twisted that thing to make it appear as though society is on my side and society embraces this, so it must be good. So see, so they flip that around to say what I'm doing now and what society is embracing is okay, and what you're saying to me about what I shouldn't be doing is not okay.
Well, that's the whole thing. Right has become wrong, and wrong has become right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like Scripture tells it's going to happen. Folks, if you're listening today and you haven't made a decision to follow Christ, it's a very simple process. We just tell you, just admit being a sinner, recognize that Jesus Christ died for you because he loved you, and he rose on the third day, so which gives us eternal salvation. Ask him into your heart, grab onto a body of believers, and start following Christ.
And if you want to start reading the book of John, and let God bless you.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.